This is Anne-Marie Panarangan, the Voice of OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at voiceofoc.org. When I want the best in food and entertainment news, outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. Sadly, it is the concluding segment of the SoCal Restaurant Show, but the better news is we're going to be right back with you next Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and it is a pleasure to welcome back my wandering co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, to his show. Chef Andrew, good morning and welcome back.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me back, as always.
Well, you've had a busy couple weeks, and we'll begin to try to catch up on that momentarily. But we do need to say we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Chef Andrew, you are very active in donating your time to worthy causes, and you're definitely really out there. A very important event that's done every year to support Bracken's Kitchen in Garden Grove, which their main mission is to feed hungry people. That's kind of the basis. Their annual event is called the Hunger Games, or actually the Hungry Games. Sadly, they were not able to do it in person last year, but they did bring it back this year with most of the event outside. And you were part of the very impressive chef lineup from Orange County that donated their services to provide a tasting station. So we definitely want to give our listeners an update on that particular evening. Now, as I remember, I believe you did a lobster dish. Can you refresh our memory on that?
Yes, of course. And it was an amazing event. We pivoted at the last minute, and we ended up doing a lobster BLT, like a one-bite BLT with a little brioche crouton and fresh lobster and bacon. And it was just some nice sweet tomatoes. It's a great dish. But overall, the event was unbelievable. It was kind of scattered throughout Chef Bill's commercial kitchen and out into the courtyard with a band and a full bar and all these different bites. Really was a great experience.
Any idea of how many lobster BLT bites you might have served that evening, Chef Andrew?
Yeah, so we ran out at the very end, and we over-prepared as we normally do. Bill suggested 400 portions, and we prepared about 520, and we were out right towards the end.
Chef Andrew, that is a lot of food. Now, Chef Andrew, there were some, you know, other, you know, wonderful chefs that were part of this. You probably didn't get a chance to do much walking around because I know you're always hands-on at these charity events, but any other bites or dishes that might have come to your attention that you might want to share with the audience? Because Chef Andrew, we want them all primed for 2022 when Hungry Games 5.0 comes around and we don't have these concerns about COVID with any luck.
Oh, you know, all the bites were unbelievable. We were positioned directly next to OC Baking and Dean's Table, so there was just bread galore, which was great for me. I was able to increase my carb intake, which is always important. Then we had the, we had Capital Noodle Bar, which they have their own kind of dumpling concept now, and they were right next to us, and they were making these unbelievable Wagyu beef dumplings and lamb dumplings that were just out of this world. I mean, I probably could have had about 50 of them. That's my capacity may have been 20, but I would have consumed 50. Chef Peter from Boss Cat Kitchen, he had a really cool dish as well. It was just some braised pork belly. And it was, yeah, everybody really put their best foot forward. That's why it was cool.
Well, no, it sounds like it, Chef Andrew. And those dumplings that you're talking about, you know, the word of mouth on them is just absolutely incredible. And I think they're available frozen. So definitely one to keep an eye on because I do think they're going into retail at some point if they haven't already. So I can only imagine.
Yeah, they all. Well, I chatted with the son of the owner, who's a partner in the business, and he was explaining kind of their business model, which is really cool because they're also partnering up with businesses now. So they'll create a flavor and produce the dumpling, and then you can distribute it internally. So we talked about doing actually a lobster roll dumpling, right? So imagine dumpling with a real nice high quality butter on the inside that hasn't been melted yet, and some fresh lobster meat, and perhaps even some gratin or toasted breadcrumbs. And then when you cook it, that lobster and the butter kind of just melts into itself. So when you bite into it, it's a lobster roll flavor in your mouth.
Chef Andrew, I'm ready for that one. I hope you pursue the R&D on that, and I will definitely be in the category of helping in the tasting process there. So definitely keep it in mind. Now, Chef Andrew, if all of that wasn't enough, 2 days later is your own remembrance to 9/11. Kind of on the spur of the moment, because I don't believe you did a lot of training. You ran the Surf City Marathon, is that correct? And finished?
Correct, yeah. So I was in Dallas the week earlier, and I got an email from Surf City. I'd done the half marathon in the past, and they said, come, still not too late to sign up for the marathon on 9/11. And I knew I always want to do something on 9/11 that is memorable. And I thought, what a better thing than to go out and, run this marathon. I knew I'd be in a lot of pain. I haven't run more than 20 miles a week for probably over a year. But I'm on my feet all day, right? I've got so many kids and restaurants. So in a way, I'm training for it. And I figured, heck, I'll just go out and, I'll run it. And look, Andy, this marathon was unbelievable. From the start at 6:30 in the morning, they hung this, of course, they had the fire truck with the flag up there. And they sang the Star Spangled Banner, and it was packed out there with, not just runners, but servicemen. And there was a remembrance. It was really, truly touching. And then as you're running, everybody, at least it felt that way, right? The majority of runners had some sort of an ode to those, taken on 9/11 and the remembrance of, in addition to the troops that have fought all along the way over the past 20 years. I was texting with Nick, from Save the Brave and Bastards Canteen up in Downey and soon to be Temecula the whole time. And he was just giving me words of wisdom. This guy's a warrior. This guy has been in the thick of battle in Iraq and beyond. And it was a very helpful experience for me and for him also to kind of be there with me digitally through my phone. And it was a beautiful marathon. I mean, Huntington Beach is an unbelievable place. You're running 15 miles of it effectively across the ocean. The funniest thing, Andy, you'll love this, is you run along the boardwalk from miles 15 to 20, and you're outside, sea legs there, right on the beach.
Yes, sure.
And at that time, it was about 10 o'clock in the morning, and it was a Saturday, so people were starting to pregame for whatever they were doing that day. So you have these marathoners running through on mile 16, 17, you have people sprawled out under the boardwalk already having their morning cocktails. It was quite the interesting mingle, if you will.
Chef Andrew, the contrast there is really unbelievable. And, politically, Huntington Beach is a very interesting community. There's certainly a lot of diverse opinions there. But when it comes to, patriotism and supporting service people and troops, they're right there. So that's a good message to convey. Chef Andrew, we're going to pick up the conversation next week, and we're going to be talking about this very special event that you're going to be doing in October on the Huntington Beach Pier as the lead chef for Outstanding in the Field. So a little preview there. Until next week, Chef Andrew, thank you. Food fans, that's our show. A tip of the toque to my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl. A salute to Aaron here at Angel Stadium and Technical Excellence. Kudos also to Adam Bell on social media. Next Saturday, we're right back with a fresh show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Doctors in the Dugout with Alan Beyer, MD, and Jonathan Kaplan, MD, takes the field next. Dine well and be safe.